This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you know you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, unlike the Owls, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So there's only one thing left to say. What's everybody having? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means you'll get some tasty rewards later on. And between you and me, if you order just before kickoff, you can get it just in time for half time. But I've not told you that. Only via the app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. See you later.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
It's a goal! What a goal! It's absolutely world-class from Marcus Tunde!
Johnson puts it in the air. Aidan Flint wins the goal!
It's still with Lee Gregory. He's in the box. Tries to screw him. Is it going to be there?
Yes! Yes! Oh, my word!
The Wednesday way!
Hello, good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Wednesday Week. My name's Dan Fudge, and tonight it's hello from the other side, Swansea City. Tonight, joining me, I've got Luke from Swanscast in... So, yes, coming up, proper football is back. It's been away for a while now. I'm going to start by offering my commiserations to yourself, Luke. A terrible way to not qualify for the Euros for Wales. Bit gutting, right? How are you feeling?
Oh, I don't know. As soon as Dan James stepped up for that penalty, I knew it. I knew it was going to happen because he could never shoot when he used to play for the Swans. So, just the way the ball left his foot was every single time he shot. And, yeah, it doesn't surprise me. Feel for him because you could see the world sink beneath his feet when he missed that. But we should have done it before the playoffs. That's the bottom line. We didn't beat Armenia twice. Mm-hmm. And had we done that, we wouldn't have been in that situation. And we should have done that. You know, it was all well and good drawing against Poland, but you lost to the team you probably should have beaten. So,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, how do you think people are going to start talking about Robert Page? I mean, he's had a bit of a tumultuous time. I mean, he had that. I mean, Ryan Giggs was clinging on to that job with his fingernails for far too long, and Page is just kind of half doing the job, half not. Like, and then you've lost a talismanic player in Gareth Bale. Yeah. I mean, you know, where do you see the future in Welsh football? Is there any youngsters coming through that we should be aware of?
There's plenty of youngsters there. I mean, a lot of them made up the squad that would have been featured in that game against Poland. But for Page and Giggs, I think both in the same boat where they weren't the direction we needed to go in. And mm-hmm. obviously, there's reasons why Giggs went that weren't necessarily football related, and Page got it by default. But our really poor performance in the World Cup should have been enough for me for him to be gone, because he was never hired as like the next man. He kind of got the job and then they decided to keep him in the job because he was doing okay. But he was never like flying colours or anything. And we've had some really bad periods of form under him, but kind of got away with it, which... Mm-hmm. Don't really know how sometimes, but the World Cup was really poor. I think we should have done better in the group that we had in some of them games. Just did not turn up. The key players did not turn up. And some of the selection, I think, as well, it did seem like, oh, well, you've played for Wales for a long time. We haven't qualified for the World Cup. And yeah, I think I'll give you we'll take you just for that one last thing before you retire. Not Bale and Ramsey necessarily, but others are like Johnny Williams, who at the time was playing in League Two. And then you're not calling up players from like the Championship, even if they're young. But they're the future. A Johnny Williams in League Two is not really going to get on the pitch, let's be honest. In the in the World Cup, like it's just ridiculous.
It's a world stage, right?
He needs to go for me. We need a different direction, something fresh, and yeah, we'll see. Maybe Steve Cooper, he's free, isn't he? I think he would be a good fit.
You know what? I'm a big fan of Steve Cooper. I can see why Forrest made the change, but I still think they pulled the trigger a little bit.
I think
he'd
do a really good job at Wales if he did come into that role. He's done it before, England youth level, and his style of football, I think, would suit the players that we have, because we haven't got the stars of other international teams, but we have got some talented individuals and youngsters and players that will run and give their all and give their best for their country. And when they come together, they seem to be overachieving collectively for a long period of time now, for the last like 8 years or whatever it is since we started qualifying for tournaments. Yeah, this one's a bit of a disappointment, but we need to bounce back. And I think a manager like Cooper would be able to do that, and he'd be able to nurture through this young talent as well, which is something that he's been really good at during his managerial career.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, that's a little brief interlude on international football that we just did. We don't normally do that on this show. I don't know if you do it on yours, but
sometimes
there's going to be people sat there thinking, "What's he talking about?" But but listen, coming up there on Good Friday, making the long trip up from Abertawe is Swansea City coming up to Sheffield. I did a show last week with a group of the other teams in and around the relegation quagmire that the bottom half of the Championship seems to have thrown up, you know, with props to ourselves, Stoke, QPR and Huddersfield. We've absolutely managed to keep hold of the bottom half of the league, and you've got like a little bit of a buffer there. You've got like a 3-point gap. Is there a bit of a worry that if you don't take some points from Hillsborough on Friday that you might get dragged into it?
I think we've managed to do a good job of pulling ourselves out of it more than getting dragged into it. I think we were in it a couple of weeks ago. You know, we weren't that far away from the relegation, and we're not a million miles off now. It was 7 points off Huddersfield in 22nd. I believe it went down to maybe 2 or 4. Maybe it was 2 before we played the game, and then we managed to get something. So we were quite close, but there seems to have always been a few teams in between us who were also quite close. So we were always there. We just managed to just keep bobbing above. And I think,
but with one loss in the last five, you're actually in some decent form, right?
Yeah, if you take the last five and the five before, tale of two streaks of opposition, if you like. So Luke Williams came in as a new manager, and he had 5 out of the top 6. In his first 7 games to play. So that's quite a hard fixture list to come into a new club. The game before he came in, we played the other of the top 6, West Brom, which we got a win in. In the 5 other ones, we managed to beat Hull. They were in the top 6 at the time. And we lost all the other ones, the Leicester, Leeds, Southampton, Ipswich. Actually gave Leicester and Ipswich a decent game. But difficult run to come in for a new manager. And he came in as well with the idea of, I'm going to do my new style of play mid-season. We're just going to go for it and see what happens. You know, it might be tough, especially the position we found ourselves in. We had the hard teams to play as well. So it looked at the beginning like, oh my God, has he done the right decision? But I guess when you've got them out of the way, even though we didn't get the results we wanted, now the game's up. I don't want to say easier, but you know what I mean. It's not the top 6 teams. We're starting to pick up results, and you could argue that doing that hard work in the games that we probably weren't going to get anything from anyway, maybe we're benefiting from a bit now. And yeah, well, I wasn't involved in that video you mentioned. I know you mentioned it to me in advance, but maybe that speaks of the way that we've managed to pull out of the picture a little bit. You know, we can get dragged back in, but I do think maybe one win personally might be enough at this point. So if we go to 49 points, I struggled to see the bottom three all get in to that target this season.
Yeah.
50 is usually the one you say about, isn't it? But we've got yourselves, and we've got QPR Monday. So,
You could actually do us a favour by rolling over on Saturday and doing us a solid on the bank holiday. But
maybe.
But the way that the Welsh team's gone, it's not all doom and gloom, because in terms of Welsh pride, you managed to pull off the local derby. Something that some people would argue over the last about 10-15 years, Cardiff's had the the upper hand in terms, you know, like with our neighbours over the last, in recent history, they tend to have done better than us. Since your Premier League days, you'd argue that Cardiff have managed to catch up a little bit, but a 2-0 win against the Bluebirds, you must have been all right with that.
Absolutely over the moon with that result. And I'm going to have to just set the record straight a little bit. Mm-hmm. But the recent history in the South Wales Derby is heavily dominated by the Swans.
Is it?
Yes, heavily dominated. So since we regularly started playing each other again, since let's say 2013, 2014. Actually, let's go back further. So there's a bit of a gap between 1999 and 2008, and then there's been far more frequent games since then. We've only lost to them five times since 2009. So, sorry, 2008. We've won, I believe, let me just double check. About 10, just I'm looking quickly, 10 or 11 times we've beaten them and we've lost five. In the last, since we got relegated from the Premier League, we've lost twice. And we actually have won four of the last five games. So, yeah, they've got some catching up to do.
So in terms of local derbies, yours is the bragging rights.
We had a bit of a dud game under Michael Duff earlier this season, where they won 2-0, and that came off the back of four wins in a row for us. And that's a massive deal, because I don't know if anyone is aware, but neither club until 21-22 had never done the double on the other club ever in the history of both football clubs. So over 100 years of football.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
We all know away days are mint, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. Same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now with the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. For more information, see mcdonalds.com. See you later.
Not quite over 100 years, just under 100 years, but you know what I mean. A long time, and neither club had ever done the league double, and we did it for the first time 2 years ago, and then we followed it up the season after by doing it again, and then they won earlier this season to kind of stop that run. So we managed to win this one to kind of normal services resumed, if you like. yeah, there's something that they've never done is do a double, so it's a big deal for us to stop that happening. And for them, I think they know that's a big deal, because he was always picked up in the media as who's going to do it first. And until they get their first one, I think they're always going to be a little bit in the shadows. So I had to set the record straight there, because it's very big deal down here.
Absolutely fine. I've spent some time in South Wales. My brother lives there now, just in between Merthyr and Newport. So down in your ends. And I used to go out with a girl in Lanarkshire as well. So I know that area quite well. And I used to do some work on Red Dragon FM as well. So but the less said about that, the better, because we got in trouble for scamming everybody in an Ofcom sting in 2008. I've got a banner here. I'm going to pop it up. This is your team up against. Up against Cardiff. Are we going to see any changes to this? And then let's talk about your season on the whole after this.
I think the only change you might see is depending on Kyle Norton's fitness, because he did go off with a muscle injury in that game, right back. I haven't seen any concrete information to how long he's out for, but he's getting on in age. I believe he's 34. So potentially he'll come out if there's a bit of a tweak there and they don't want to, I know international break and stuff, but they might not want to risk him picking up a longer term injury, because he's been quite good since come back into the team. And Josh Key, who is another right back we signed last summer, has just come back from an injury himself. So he's been easing back in the last couple of games. So now another 2 weeks since the last game, I'm wondering if he'll start instead of Norton, with the injuries kind of swapping around to the other player. But other than that, I can't really see many. I don't think it'll be any changes unless Cabango comes back from fitness. He might cause a bit of a selection headache at centre back, but then Darlin and Wood had a really good game against Cardiff. So personally, I wouldn't like to see that change. But yeah, we'll have to see. I personally say just Norton might be the one that changes.
Fair enough. So if we've done our own work, then we should be all right. So at least in terms of the season that's been happening so far, is it underwhelming? Was it a consolidation season? Did you feel like, you know, you had high hopes at the start like everybody else does? I mean, how do you feel it's gone on the whole so far?
Now we're kind of picking up a bit of form. I think I said mid-table at the start of the season because we ultimately had a managerial change last year. Russell Martin obviously left and we came in with Michael Duff, he went a different direction ultimately and didn't work. You know, it hasn't been a good season, but before we knew what was going to happen, we knew it was going to be a bit of a transition because the style of play was changing again. As much as we've been building for 2 years now under Russell Martin, and if he had stayed, I would have expected us to be pushing for playoffs, and it would have been disappointing to not get that because we nearly got there last year, you know, and he should have got there last year because he had such a bad run of form. People rave about him and his time here, and I enjoyed the football that he played, Russell Martin, but he had a really long period of something ridiculous, like 22 games with only 3 wins, and we finished three points off the playoffs. So he should have done better. We should have got there. So that would have been the natural progression this season. But obviously he left, and Perreault left, who scored a lot of goals for us. We lost Ryan Manning, who top assister. So there was a lot of big change there. And Duff coming in with a different style, it was always going to be a bit tricky and bit of an adjustment, but it didn't quite work and it didn't go as planned. And it did a lot of recruitment in the summer. And now he's not here anymore. A lot of that recruitment is kind of the wrong direction. So we're in a bit of limbo with some of our squad. And now we've got a new manager in again. It's gone back to what we were doing with Russell Martin. We've kind of gone back to that style. We kind of need to refresh again. So in terms of where we are in the season, after Duff came in, I did think mid-season because I thought mid-table because I thought there's a lot of strong teams in the championship this year. For a team changing, we probably have a bit of a ropey first half and then maybe it would start picking up. Didn't quite happen like that. But in terms of where we are in the league, we're probably not in too far away from where I thought we might have been. Maybe I was thinking 10th to 12th, but 15th isn't that much lower. So maybe we can still get there by the end if we can continue this form we've picked up the last couple of games. And I think we have got quite a favourable run of fixtures to end the season in comparison to some of the other teams, especially below us. So we don't have any of the top six to play, or maybe we have to play Norwich now, they've sneaked in there. But so I think maybe we'll be okay and it'll kind of be on par. But it didn't seem that way for a lot of the time. It seemed like a really bad and has felt like a really bad year, bit of a misstep, but we kind of recovered it a little bit now.
But, you know, a lot's been made about the quality of the championship this year. There are some huge teams in this league. This is a very difficult championship. And you know, I did this show, like I said, last week, and a lot of people were talking about how poor it was last season. You know, that would have been a good opportunity to hit those playoffs and get in and get up. But this one, especially with the three teams that have come down and then the size of the clubs in, you know, I'm going to put ourselves in that, and Ipswich coming up. And then your long-established championship teams such as West Brom and Middlesbrough and even yourselves, there's some quality in this league. And, you know, it's not surprising, is it, the way that the league's unfolded, especially in the bottom half?
No, it's not surprising. we said at the beginning on our podcast that, well, we thought the three that came down were all going to pretty much go straight back up, or at least one of them, you know, would end up in the playoffs and there'd be a chance that they don't. But it seems to be the way that that's going. Ipswich as well, coming up, like you said, really strong, and they've gone straight to the top. And everyone else is like chasing those four, really. And as much as the relegation fight's quite interesting at the moment, I do think a lot of the midfield in this league, probably even going down to the likes of yourselves, I think Rotherham maybe are the ones that are the anomaly. It just could have been any other way, like a little bit of form at the right time and you could have been on the outside of the playoffs. I think it's very tight. Some of the points gaps are a bit bigger now again to the end of the season. But in terms of the quality on the pitch, people say anyone could be anyone in this league all the time. And I think this season has shown it more than most, where other than maybe the top four. I do think from maybe West Brom down to yourselves, that narrative of anyone could beat anyone rings truer than maybe a lot of previous seasons. You see clubs that had a bit of a free fall. Norwich looked like it for some time, and Preston had a bit of a dud spell in the mid-season as well and kind of fell down. But they've both gone back up and challenging again for the playoffs. So it just shows how quick it can change with a bit of momentum and form. And yeah. I think everyone's kind of... There's one or two players in each squad that maybe elevate you up to so many places in this league right now. And injuries as well can play such a massive part. But it's really tough to kind of maintain long periods of doing well, I think, at the moment.
Yeah, this is one of those weird times where I was actually all right with a bit of an international break because we need a restart. Is that your children in the background kicking off? Is that
It's a cat. Can you hear him? I can get it if you want. He's on the door. He's just trying to get in, I think. But he's probably running away from the children. That's probably what it is.
That's probably what happened. So before we wrap this up, then are you confident? Let's have a match prediction and show your working.
So I think I've done a prediction already for this, and I said 2-1. The main reason for this is we can't really keep clean sheets to save our lives, basically, at the moment. We did against Cardiff, but take that game away because the derby match is like an individual thing. But we have a bit of a trend at the moment. We're struggling in the second half. We tend to come out with the blocks really well, control the game, look really strong, look dominant against the teams. Maybe the other team looks quite poor in the first half, but we're not necessarily taking our chances enough. And the dominance isn't getting reflected on the scoreline. And then second half, it kind of fizzles out. The longer it fizzles out, the opposition comes in. We tend to like struggle in the second half a bit to maintain that dominance. So we generally need to score at least 2 goals to win games at the moment. So I'm going to say 2-1. I do think we should be able to bounce off the momentum of Cardiff to get a win here. We need to be targeting that because, like I said, it can cement the fact that we're in this league now, let's build. We just need to put ourselves away, you know, and the next 2 games are perfect to be able to do that. So now we need to go and make it happen. So I'm going to say 2-1.
Fair enough. And I'm sat here hoping that the international break has kind of broken up your momentum somewhat, trying to capitalise on the back of that Cardiff game. Listen, Luke, what's your at of your show?
So you can find us at Swanscast Media on Twitter. If you just type in Swanscast on any podcast platform or YouTube, though, you'll find all of our content. Basically, that's where you can find us. So stuff's going out at the moment, but a little bit slower than normal due to having a newborn. So it's a little bit slower, but it'll be back soon.
Sounds like absolute banter. Luke, thanks a lot for joining us. I'll let you go and sort that cat out. See you later.
Yeah, we'll do. Thank you.
It's the 90th minute. You've got all your mates round. You've got your McNugget share boxes coming down the left wing, ready to go. Your mate's already been booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points back of the net. Le Bosch. Automate delivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com for more information. See you later.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.